Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. If you have ever been tempted to think that racism is a purely American problem and a modern phenomenon, please get your Bibles and examine some of the bias and bigotry which existed in Christ's day, even among God's people. The book of Acts records a dispute which arose in the early church. The Grecian Jews were murmuring against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily ministration. Acts 6:1. Please remember that both groups who were having conflicts were Jews. The Grecian Jews had made compromises with the culture surrounding them. The Hebraistic Jews had not. Paul placed himself in the latter category when he wrote, "I was circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and a Hebrew of Hebrews, as touching the law a Pharisee." Philippians 3:5. Modern racism is a blight on the nation and on the church of the living God. How can those who call themselves followers of Jesus Christ discriminate on the basis of race or color or national origin or financial standing? The Apostle Peter said at the conversion of the first Gentile, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he who fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him." Acts 10:34-35. If all men are made in the image of God, how can we despise anyone just because he looks different or lives in another country or culture? Would it surprise you if I told you that even Christ's own disciples sometimes were prejudiced against other nations or people? The Apostle John commented about Christ's meeting with a Samaritan woman, "For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." John 4:9. On one occasion, our Lord had determined to go to Jerusalem. He sent messengers into one village in Samaria to get ready for his passing through. They did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Luke 9:51-53. When James and John perceived what was occurring, they said to Jesus, "Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did?" Luke 9:54. Jesus rebuked the apostles, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And he went to another village. Luke 9:55-56. In this brief excerpt from Luke 9, you can see prejudice on the part of the Samaritans. They would not allow Christ and his followers to pass through their village because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Luke 9:53. It was not that Jesus had committed some heinous crime. His face was pointed in the wrong direction. But James and John were also biased. They wanted to call down fire from heaven and destroy the Samaritans. Why cannot men learn to be more tolerant, more accepting, and more loving toward those who differ from us? How can we enjoy peace and harmony in our land and with other countries of the world if we are not willing to honor all men regardless of color or other such insignificant ideas? Few men in the history of the Lord's church have been more devoted to the cause of Christ than the Apostle Peter. He was honored of God to preach the first gospel sermon, Acts 2, and to preach the first sermon to the Gentiles, Acts 10:11. Peter was also the one who said he perceived that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34-35. Why did not Peter learn from these incidents? Thank you for listening today. And may our Heavenly Father richly bless you.